Welcome back to a Clubfoot Mom podcast. I am your host and fellow Clubfoot Mom, Maureen Hoff. On today's episode, we're going to talk to Mary Angel, a Clubfoot Mom and the founder and owner of Little Clubbers Apparel, a business that creates clothing specifically designed for Clubfoot bracing. I recently partnered with Mary Angel and Betsy Miller on a giveaway for World Clubfoot Day and thought it would be great to bring her on as a guest so she could tell us more about her Clubfoot story and her business. So let's dive in. Hi, Mary Angel. Welcome to the podcast. So happy to have you here.
Thank you, Maureen. I am very excited. I cannot believe that I am doing my first podcast.
Oh.
And I am so excited about it.
I'm so happy to be here first. Well, I'm very excited to have you here.
Yes, yes. It's clearly it has been a journey and I never expect to be doing a podcast about this.
I know. I feel like that seems to be the case for a lot of the guests. It's like, oh, I guess myself included, right? Like we, Clubfoot takes us places that we never thought we would be, which is very exciting and inspiring. So why don't we start with just you telling us a little bit about your Clubfoot story? I always like to start at the beginning. So let's hear a little bit about how we got here.
Well, it happened when my second baby born. She was not diagnosed during the ultrasound. It was a surprise during C-section. I can remember vividly when I heard her cry and I see her far because I was a C-section, and the midwife say, oh, don't worry, she just need special boots. I was like, what did she mean with the special boots? Because I never heard about Clubfoot, right? So I saw for the glance far, I saw her feet, and my mind was shocked. I was super shocked because it was not diagnosed, so it was a complete surprise. In that moment, I just wanted to just give me my baby, let me hold her. She needs to be calm. Let me do it. And after that, just deep in research about everything. Every support group, anything about clothing, anything about the treatment, everything that I could know in only 24 hours. I didn't sleep, not because she was crying. I didn't sleep because I spent a lot of time in the phone searching for this condition that I never heard before. But surprisingly, my half-brother born with one, but I completely forgot. I never expected.
Wow.
So it was very shocking, but a nice one.
Wow. So how did the treatment go for your daughter?
Well, after that, I am very persistent. So when the doctor say, no, it's not confirmed, but we need to see. I was constantly asking for the nurse, like, I need to get a pediatrician. I need to know. And they refer me here in Toronto in Sick Kids. They are very capable and professional about it. So after the next day, I was released. I want to go home because I was very happy, but it was very shocking. So the not knowing, I just want to be in my environment. I want to bring my baby to our home and just get out of the hospital. So I called quickly, I followed with Sick Kids, and after 3 weeks, we were there. And I said to my husband, like, what happened if they say that they're going to put the cast today? And we're like, no, they're probably going to assess her. Like, you know, like, yeah, right. Like, that probably is going to happen. They know we're going to put the cast today. I was like, oh my God, in my heart. Mm-hmm. When I saw her there, I was like, she was so brave. And I was just a baby crying. I wasn't crying. She was so brave. So that's the whole story for real. It was funny when the physio asked the treatment. I told her from the beginning to the end. I knew everything. And she was like, yeah, basically that's what is going to happen for a long period of time. But you are in good hands. And we are, to be honest, we are already 1 year, 1 year and a half in. We did a set of 7 casts. I would say that the tenotomy was the hardest part. She was very uncomfortable. I become a human pacifier, but that was okay. She took it the worst part.
Yeah.
And now we are in Boots and Bar for a year, and she be doing well. She's hitting her milestone. So we are happy. And that's true. Every milestone is excitement, but when I see her achieving is beyond. Like you feel like they're truly warriors. It's amazing how resilient they are.
Yeah, and
So.
it's so true because it's like just that extra, it's just extra special when they hit all of the milestones. Because you said she's your second born, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So with your first, you with your first, you kind of take it for granted in a different way, right? With your clubfoot cutie, all of those little things, you're like, you don't take those things for granted anymore, right? You're like,
Exactly.
everything is just extra special because it's all so much more hard fought for, right?
Yeah, correct. She just showed resilient through, and like be so small, not knowing nothing else, but it's still there, capable to do. It's just amazing. Like she's just starting to stand out by herself, and her face is like, oh! And I am like, oh! Behind her, like more surprised. Like I don't know who is more excited, she or me, but it's just extremely special.
Oh, I love that. And I will tell you, that doesn't go away. Like, I will say, we are out of Boots and Bar for 2 years, and I am still like, at 7 years old, I was texting my husband yesterday, and our daughter's playing soccer, and I am still in awe of her sometimes, and I'm like going, she may not be the most skilled kid on the field, but she has something that no one else out there has. And there is this awe that I have of her that is just different, and it doesn't go away. Like, it's crazy because we're still out. Like, I don't know if I expected it to dissipate at a later date, but it hasn't. It's still there. Like, so when you're thinking about seven, which is probably so far off in the future, or I guess I could tell myself when I'm thinking about 16, I will still be feeling like, dang, that resilience is still just like,
I believe you. I believe you
yeah.
because every time that I see her moving, it just amazes me. And I can picture her like wearing heels. And when I see probably those heels, I will be like, oh my God, like you're wearing a heel. Or if she likes to skate, oh my goodness, you're skating. Like, you know what you say? It's not for granted. Like, she fought for that. Even though she was so little, she fought for that. And that's extra special.
So true. So tell me about your business and what made you even think about starting it? Like, what is it?
Well,
What made you think about starting it?
to be honest, I feel very frustrated that it wasn't nothing for her. How, if it's something the most common deformity for babies, it was nothing for her. Or not for her, for everybody. And it probably, I will search and I will buy probably overseas if I need it. Because at that moment when you're scared, you don't know. Such a simple thing as a pyjama, like how is not made for her, like in so like it's so common. So that gave me a little bit of like ache, like why? Like we're in at this 2025 and how? And that part of she was excluded, it didn't sit well with me. So I particularly don't like snaps. So I remember snapping, and I was like, oh my goodness, how? And then, okay, I like, okay, let's buy some snap. And they're not easy to find either because they are not convenient at all. So there is zippers in not as common snaps. So I was like, okay. So we live in Canada, winter is pretty cold. And I was like, I want she wear a footie like her brother. I know it will come a time like when she's 3 or 4, she will see her brother like, why I cannot wear the same, or why. And I didn't want that, so I wanted to give her an option. That was the beginning for me. I needed to find an option. I didn't want she were excluded. I was frustrated that it wasn't nothing for her, and that's how I decided, okay, I'm gonna make something, let's see what happened.
Yeah, but like, okay, I yes, I equally I'm Like, I'm all about representation and feeling like, yes, there isn't anything made specifically, and that is frustrating. And I would love to have something, but I am not like a person that could just make something. So, are you like a crafty person that you're like, sure, I'm just gonna sew something? Or how did you go about being like, okay, I'm gonna make a double zip pajama? Or like, what did you
Well,
do?
I guess that's part of a little bit my background from Venezuela. I'm an engineer, so my mind, big crafty and like engineer, think out of the
There we
box,
go.
always been on me. So when I saw there was nothing, okay, let me see if I can find. So I remember sitting with my husband after bedtime. He was watching TV and I was drawing to see what could be. Okay, this is my thought, it could be work. I am not crafty, but I am handy and I like to think out of the box. So I went Goodwills or second store clothing. So buy clothes that cut them, sew them, tape them, clip them, whatever to do to see the mechanic, how can possibly work. That's how I remember being my husband like, oh, I could do this. And he said, yes, that's pretty good. I was like, no, it's not good enough. I want to be able to put the cover the boots and then take it off the boots and regular pajamas, like a footy pajamas like normal because here it's cold. But I also want to change a diaper. I remember she crying, frustrated, me taking off the bar, me pushing those boots through thin hole to take both legs out, and then doing again the same process, and she was cranky, upset. I was like, I need to be able to provide a solution. Inclusivity, solution, easy, comfortable. So all those thoughts were constantly in my mind. So that's how I came up with the design. I find someone who sold the first one for me. I was like, okay. And then I find a supplier, and we did like at least five samples. Because I didn't like it, it wasn't the way that I wanted. I want to be able to actually change a diaper without problem. I put my family to change a diaper with too, to see if it was easy. And it is easy. It's more convenient, it's faster. Obviously, the more squirrel the baby, harder for any pyjama. So
That's
accidents,
true. Yeah, you're
this
right.
is our pyjamas, they are not
There's
explosion
no
proof.
such thing as foolproof diaper changing.
Yes,
Yeah, I agree.
exactly.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. And that's how I came up with that design. And in the pants, like even the pants, I was like, come on, she was so tiny, so I couldn't size it up. I was like, even when she wore, I was like, should I buy preemie clothes? Because she was so tiny, newborn clothes. So I was like, how these pants does not stretch through these boots, especially in the 23 hours? Like, how? We just need a few opening and that's it. It's just easy. Like, why nobody thought about this? So that's how we came up with those designs that helped me and hopefully help another parents in the future.
Yeah,
And
that
to
makes
be honest, I think my design could be taking over the whole new design for pajamas. I just need to think about it how.
I mean, I love it. And I think people, if this was a visual podcast, they could have seen me eye rolling about how annoying that was, because there is a very visceral response to remembering. And you heard me just say my daughter is 7, and I have very vivid memories of trying to change her diapers and boots and bar, and how annoying that was, and how there was no good solution, is the reality of it. There just was no good way to do it. And no matter what you did, and it just didn't work. And we had to do it all the time. And then, God forbid, she got sick, which she was sick a lot and had stomach problems, which then meant multiple diaper changes a night in boots and bar. And you're talking, which is already annoying as a parent as it is, but then you throw in a device that makes it even more cumbersome, and you're trying to not disturb sleep for everybody, and it makes it harder. And then you're trying to ease that experience from
for your parents, for the parents, and for your child. And then as part of what I do in my job is go like educating the medical providers and healthcare providers about why it's so hard for parents to comply with bracing regimens. Is it's like the real life experience for parents at home is very trying at times because of real life parenting.
Yes.
And yeah, a big piece of that is inclusivity in clothing, right? Like just the ability to change your child's diaper at night, sometimes multiple times a night if they are sick, and having to do that with a cumbersome device that they are required to wear in order to maintain their feet correction.
Correct. Like, exactly like that. I wanted to, what we were talking, like, clubfoot is a condition, is obviously hard for the babies, but it's hard for the parents because you feel isolated. Because it's not talk whiling open, because what you said before, it's not a treatment that the people can see, because it happens at home most of the time. So, plus you're like new parents dealing with a baby, plus on that, and such a simple thing like a change a diaper become a bigger struggle. That was like an or no option for her, or feeling frustrated. Like you see every cute pajama out there and you don't have the option, or your option is damage them. I saved so many clothes for my kids, for my oldest, to pass along for my youngest.
Yeah.
Same. And I was like, I feel so bad to destroy them that I was like, okay, I'm just going to donate it because I don't want to damage it. I'm going to use whatever I have. So in that part, I was like, yeah, I cannot even pass a piece of cute clothing for my other child. Did I save it? Without thinking, I was like, no, enough is enough. I need to create something.
Yeah. And I remember feeling really sad about that too, just the fact that my youngest didn't get to wear what her two older sisters got to wear because of her clubfoot, and feeling like those pajamas that her older two sisters lived in she didn't have the option to wear those because of the device that she had to wear. And I remember feeling really like
bump out, like you're like, this sucks. Especially people gift you a lot of jammies.
They do.
When newborn. And you are like, I got all those jammies,
like, with tags, and I was like, this? Yeah.
Well, I guess I have to
like cut the feet off, and then you're like, but you still have the zipper, and then the zipper doesn't even, you like literally have to take the entire thing off, and it's so frustrating. So
yes.
So,
and I feel bad to cut new pajamas. I was like, no, I'd rather to donate. Like that also didn't sit well. Like, why? One more time. Why there was no option? Like, they're so cute. And well, she get the second hand, the best that I can, open hole, $2, whatever. And I was like, no, I need to find something. Create cute thing for different. Her and for otherwise. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's been the best part of starting your own business?
Learning. A lot of learning. Connecting with people like you, like Dawn and Clubfoot Canada. Get to know other people. Also be grateful. Because I know in other countries, maybe it's not as easy to get the same treatment. And I know other babies, they maybe go a little harder. So grateful, learning how to marketing, how to be a content creator is so weird, but I am trying, connecting, get out of my shelf, provide that solution and create this brand. Build the trust that the parents in the future, maybe not now, but in the future, can have a reference.
Yeah,
so a lot of learning. And I like it. It's different. Clubfoot not only is learning that dynamic, it brought us as a family a new purpose and a new learning curve. So we're still in that, juggling both.
Yeah, yeah, it's such a good point. Yeah. What are the some of your, so you have the pajamas. Are there other items in Little Clubber's apparel, or is it just the pajamas?
The pajamas is the key because it's such a long treatment, especially you go on to 5-year-old.
Okay.
So I want to get that as a key. But we also create adaptable pants, which is what I mentioned before, just a slight modification is enough adaptable to put in easily when they're in with the boots.
Right.
When you take it out, they look at regular pants. So that make that. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I have so many ideas mm-hmm. to ease different stages. Like I would like to make an adaptable sleep sack maybe on the future, or blankets, mm-hmm. considering different stuff that I know I'm gonna face. Probably that's why it will come, those ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on the future. For now, we have the pajamas, the adaptable pants, and we have lip warmers to the side. Because for me, were great when I needed for casting, especially I was breastfeeding, so it helped my skin.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of accidents, we saved the cast, so we added there because I want to become in the future also like a clubfoot store.
Awesome.
Like the people can go there and find whatever they need, hopefully.
Yeah, love that. Yeah, I love the leg warmers too. We use those too.
Yeah, they were great.
They were so great. Yeah, so easy to put on, take off, and we're good protectants, so that's great. And I love to hear about the pants. We use pants too a lot, especially as she got older. Like those became our go-to, because I equally feel how you feel about snaps, especially multiple snaps. Snaps on a onesie, I can kind of, you know, there are 3 snaps I can get behind. Multiple snaps on a pajama, not happening. Not in the dark and not at night. That's not.
Yes.
That was a no. Was the straight no for me. So I totally applaud your engineering mind and ability to come up with a new way of thinking. And I think while we have come to different outcomes, like what we've come up with are different, the genesis of where we started are very similar. Like we were coming up with something that would make our journey easy, right? Easier. Like that was the thought process behind Clubfoot Chronicles for me, right? I went like, God, if I would have just had a book to read, because I'm such a reader, I've always been a reading learner. That's always how I have learned, is really through reading first. So I've always, and I was like, if I just would have had a book to read about other people's experiences, or that was based in parent stuff, not just medical doctors, right? Like, and Betsy's book was amazing and that was great, but it wasn't really grounded in what it was like to brace at home as a parent. So that was where I started, was just like, I wish I would have had that. So I created it because I wanted it. And that's kind of the same thing that I'm hearing from you, is like, you created it because you wanted it. And then in the hopes that it would help more people in the future, right?
Yeah, that's my hope. My hope is like, even another mother out there find the same shock that I found.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the phone, looking everything. At least she know, okay, maybe I don't buy all her pajamas from there, but at least I have an option. Mm-hmm. They have an option, because in that moment, such a simple thing. I was like, in my mind, I was like, how am I going to put the pajamas to her? In my mind, well, I guess footless. Footless it is, no problem. But then I was like, but my oldest use it. In Canada, it's so cold. She will be so cozy and toasty with a footy pajama. So I was like, that's what I want in the future. If a mother find that, at least she have an option.
Yeah.
And that would be amazing.
Yeah. I love that. I love that visual of just the mom on the phone.
Yeah.
Because I think that's all.
Because we spend a lot of time. Yeah. At 3 a.m. when you're feeding or whatever, you're like scrolling, finding a solution.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what I want.
The mom on the phone trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Exactly. So I hope, hopefully soon, if that mom needs to find something, she can find that.
So for that mom on the phone, where does she need to go to find your information?
Yes, we have our own store, Little Clovers Apparel. You can search in Google. Also, we have social like Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Okay.
In that, you can find our products. But in social, you can see how we're building this brand. You can see recently building, trying to record a video, the whole family, dressing the baby, the oldest being the lining man, my husband entertained the baby. Like, I want to also come along between our journey and the brand. So please go to check the social, go to the Little Clovers Apparel website. And we have also creating a blog. I am trying my best. So that way we can have like some insight for the people who like to print like you, Maureen. They can see like a little bit of a clip or something, how you know what to do, just to share. So they can see we are not alone. We are a very big community, even though it's not visible. It's a big, big community pushing through with this treatment.
Great. Awesome. And I'll make sure that that's all linked in the episode information. And when we post on our socials, we will do that together so that we have all of the Little Clubber socials linked together so that you guys can follow along the journey and make sure that you have all of that information.
Yeah, no, thanks again for the chance, for the opportunity. And well, hopefully we build more community.
Yeah.
So we don't feel isolated in this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully also they get the opportunity, a piece of our products, which are made for love, thought, to help parents, to help kids. So, and I appreciate the opportunity here.
Yeah. Well, I'm really grateful for you and what you've done and taking your thought and making it into action. You know, I think a lot of people have really great thoughts, right? And it's hard to get those thoughts into action and get it all the way through. And so I really applaud you for taking that and making it happen and creating something for this community that is really, really meaningful and impactful for all of us. I think a big portion of what I see and what I think is of value is just is helping everybody in this community feel seen, right? Like that's a big part of what we all are trying to do. And this is one of those things. It's like you saw a need for, oh, this is hard. This is difficult. And I see that this is hard. And I know this is hard for me. So I'm seeing that this is hard for other families. And so I'm going to create something that's going to make this a little bit easier. And it's going to bring joy because it's going to bring some love and comfort and coziness in a way that wasn't there before. And so I'm very appreciative for that. And I'm so happy that you were willing to come on today and share your story, and very grateful that for your time. So thank you so much for being a part of it today. And if you want more information, you can go to littleclubberapparel.com and follow all of the social media accounts and look for more.
That's right. Thank you, Maureen, again. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
A huge thank you to Mary Angel for being a guest on the podcast today. It was wonderful to hear more about her Clubfoot story and her journey to starting Little Clubbers Apparel, and from just the initial thought process behind it all the way through making that thought into an actual business. And also just a special thank you for her taking that thought of what would make her life easier and putting it into reality of making all of our lives a little bit easier as Clubfoot parents. So a huge thank you to her for that and for taking time to share that experience with all of us on the podcast today. If you want to learn more about her apparel, you can go to her website at littleclubberapparel.com. As always, thank you for listening. And if you liked this episode, found it helpful, or if you would think someone else would find it helpful, please share with anyone else. If you would like to get in contact with me, you can do so at my website at www.maureenhoff.com or my Instagram account at Clubfoot Chronicles Mom. Until next time.